It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County is seeing a big increase in COVID-19 deaths, especially among people in their 50s and younger, and nearly all of them are unvaccinated. Stephanie Bush with Mesa County Public Health says COVID numbers now are higher than last October.
But what's really concerning is November of 2020 is when we saw our worst month ever with COVID.
The county is trying to keep that from happening again this year by urging more people to get vaccinated. Of the county residents who've died from the virus since the beginning of August, 93% were not fully vaccinated. Proof of vaccination is not required at the Denver Nuggets' first home game of the season tonight at Ball Arena. Masks are required inside, but based on images from the Colorado Avalanche home opener last week, compliance by fans appears spotty. UC Health's Dr. Michelle Barron says the unvaccinated should think twice about attending.
I wouldn't, but I also obviously feel strongly about vaccines. And so I think you're at high risk of getting something or potentially giving it to someone.
The Nuggets host the San Antonio Spurs. Dozens of teachers in red shirts walked into their Northeast Denver schools this morning protesting the fact that their jobs will be cut at the end of the year. Their schools in the Montbello neighborhood will close and be turned into a high school next fall. About 150 teachers have to reapply for a job at the new school. Rob Gould is the president of the Denver Classroom Teachers Association.
COVID was disruptive enough to students, to teachers already. So coming back, we're looking to make sure that we maintain as much stability as we can for students.
The union hopes to reopen talks with district leaders about the possibility of teachers staying on at the new school. Video from the State Wildlife Service shows bears, deer, raccoons, and other animals using the underpasses built for wildlife along Interstate 25. A 5-year project is almost complete to build 4 underpasses between Castle Rock and Monument. This is CPR News.